Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
About, you know, that we can look at that I'm sure we're aware of. Has anybody in here ever been on a diet before? Special diets or anything? Did they work? Sir? Oh, you mean you got to keep doing it? Oh, it don't work just because you read the book or go to the seminars or go to the way downs. Woo! And shout with the rest of them. You know what I mean? And holler. But it will work if you do it what? Consistently. If you just stay with it, yeah, it'll work consistently. It'll work in your life. I encourage you, make a plan today. Today. Not next week. Don't put it off because I don't have time to cover this point, but there's such a thing as procrastination. One day I am. One day I will. I buried some of my friends that was waiting for one day. Preach their funerals. No, today is the day. I encourage you today, establish some truths and principles that you want to see happen in your life. Now, let me talk about that for just a minute. I would encourage you, if you're goofed up, excuse me, you can go ahead and laugh, but if you're really goofed up, don't try to tackle all of them at the same time because you're going to wind up in a sure enough mess. I mean, it's going to be overwhelming. Some folks' life is so out of order, and I'm not knocking nobody. I'm just flat telling the truth, and I'm not preaching to the sinner. I'm preaching to the saint this morning. Some folks' life is just so out of order that if they were to tackle, it just looks overwhelming. In fact, you come to the point, and you look at it, and you say, my God, even God couldn't do this. I mean, so what you do is don't try to tackle them all at one time, and I'm not discouraging your faith. But what would be better as you just find one area of your life that you want to see God move in? Just one. Or maybe a prayer that you want to see answered. I'm not saying you couldn't get more than this. I'm just establishing a base to go from. Find you two or three scriptures. Two or three. Now, I'm not saying limiting you to two or three. But find you two or three. Why? Why do I say that? Because some people get excited about this, and what they do is they find an area of their life that they want to see change, and then they go find scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. And they decide they're going to believe all these scriptures, you know. And then they start writing them in notebooks and sticking them on the mirror in the bathroom, you know, by the medicine cabinet or on the plate glass mirror that you got there. And by the time you get through sticking all these scriptures up, you can't even see yourself in the mirror. And you're trying to think, which one do I grab a hold to today? What I found out that works for me, you can do what you want to, because this is not a, you know, cut and dried method. I'm not saying the Holy Ghost is a, but I found out for me, and I'm sure it would be the same for everybody. If I would just let the Holy Spirit witness to me two or three scriptures in relation to the area that I'm working on, and just take those two or three scriptures and make them my everyday meditation. Make them my everyday confession. Instead of trying to confess the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelations on that subject matter. Because I've noticed what the Lord has always done in my life is any area that I needed something in, there was one specific scripture that always the Holy Ghost emphasized to me more than any other. And that was my ticket, you could say to speak, to get the answer or the solution to my problem. So I'd encourage you. And another reason I say that is about not getting the whole Bible, because the Bible says don't be weary in well-doing. You can pretty well manage two or three scriptures and remember them, confess them, write them down, and keep up with them. You know what I mean? And meditate on them. But when you're trying to manage 70 scriptures, it becomes overwhelming. My Lord, how much research I got to do. Listen, we live in a fast-paced society, and I'm not saying you can't get 70 scriptures, but it's best to start with something that you can handle instead of getting weary at trying to do all these things. It's not about works anyway. It's about a relationship with God. And when you get God's Word and start meditating on God's Word on a consistent basis, and remember, if you're trying to be 70, you'll eventually wear yourself out and you'll think, man, there's no way this will happen. So get two or three scriptures in one area of your life. And I'm not saying you can't get more than one area, but a lot of people need help in a bunch of areas. But if you'll just work on one area at a time and climb to the top in that area, and I'll guarantee you, I've proven this, it won't take long. In about 3 weeks' time or less. And I'm not saying that God couldn't work an instantaneous miracle in your life. He certainly could. But most of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that I've received from God that stayed with me happened over a period of time in my life. It wasn't just an instantaneous, get rich quick, fix it now kind of thing. You know what I mean? And I've got help out of going into prayer lines, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because you can get a boost, kind of, from the Spirit of God, and God can minister to you certain things, and impartation can take place. But still, I've discovered that I had to walk it out in my life. And as I did, and become consistent in it, it stayed with me. It wasn't something that I lost. And so what was that? Point what? Two? What is point two? Consistency is the only key to success. You can go to the seminar and pay $8,000. Listen, I'm not saying they won't teach you other principles, but if you don't apply the principles they teach, it's not going to do you any good. You can go to the Way Downs, buy the diet, buy the Lean Cuisine, and stack it in the refrigerator. But if you don't eat it and do the exercise, it doesn't do you any good, does it? Isn't that right? It doesn't do us any good. But, so, we've got to get this thing. We said we had three, so we've got to come up with three somewhere. I'm not coming up with three. I already know in my spirit exactly what we need to do. Number three, and point three in this message today is, and we're closing with this point. I don't know how long it will take to close. Because remember, I'm preaching to me. I'm not preaching to you. So I can preach to me for a while because I need a whole lot of help. You probably don't need as much help as I do, but I need a lot of help. And the Lord knows I do. But, number three, if you're going to have the glory of God, be successful and have God's glory in your life, number three, you must understand your authority over Satan. You've got to do it. God is not going to rebuke the devil for you. He's not going to make the devil take his hands off your life. You know why? Because he's already done all he's ever going to do about the devil, about your success, about your healing, about your victory. He's done all he's ever going to do. You must understand your spiritual authority over Satan. Why? We've already read the scripture in one of the other services, but we'll read it again in 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll go there. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8. Because it's not God, ladies and gentlemen, that's trying to withhold anything from you. It's not God that's trying to keep anything from you. We live in a world that Dad Hagin, I've heard him say it before several times over the years when he was here on the earth. He said if you could see into the spirit realm, he said it would literally scare some people to death. And that's what he said. Because, you know, being a prophet, a seer, sometimes he would see over there. He said the world is literally infested with demons. But if you got know your authority over them and know that they cannot stop the blessings of God from coming to pass in your life and exercise that authority, you're going to come out on top. And so not only have you got to pattern your life after God by learning to be led by His Spirit and do what He says do, but number two is, what you got to do? Remember what was number two, point two? Consistency. You got to understand consistency is the only key to success, and the enemy's trying to keep you from being inconsistent in church attendance and your giving and your confession of God's Word and everything. He's working on you in those areas. But then number three, you must understand your spiritual authority over Satan. Why? Because in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8, the Word of God says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, now another word for adversary is the word opponent. That's what that word, if you take it and look it up in the Greek, the word adversary means also opponent. Opponent is one that's opposed against you. And another word for adversary is the word enemy. He is our enemy. God is not your enemy. God is not putting sickness and disease on you. God is not bringing poverty to your doorsteps. God is not making your children act up. God is not trying to mess up your marriage. But we got devils that are. There are devils and demons is trying to operate in Columbia, South Carolina. Now they're trying to stop this church from growing. They're trying to stop people from coming that needs to come here. But guess what? You've got authority over the devil in the name of Jesus. You know, and we don't have authority over people that don't want to submit, but we got authority over the devil. Isn't that right? He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, doeth what? Walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He didn't stop there. He said, whom resists steadfast in the faith. Now, you've got to understand your spiritual authority over Satan. Now, I want to take the time and just include this, and I would encourage you. I don't know if you have this book in your bookstore or not, How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. If you don't have this book, How to Write Your Own Ticket with God, I'm going to make it mandatory as part of my Bible lesson for you to get this book. This is where it's called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. Is the cover remained the same? Is it still the same, or do you know? It may be the same cover, but it's just a little mini book. It takes very not long at all, probably 15 minutes or less, so you can sit down and read it. But this is where Jesus Christ appeared to Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. And he told Dad Hagin the solution to every Christian's problem on the planet. That may be a small book, but it's dynamited with God's power. This will, I'll guarantee, it's called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. And if they don't have enough out there, they know how to get them, and they can get them some in here. But I'm just going to make it mandatory. As part of our Bible lesson today, this is going to help you. Because Jesus appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin, and I'm not going to read it all, but I'm going to read you and tell you something here that Jesus told Brother Hagin. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said about praying to Him and when prayer will not help you. I'm going to tell you again, you didn't hear me wrong. I'm going to tell you when praying to God or the Lord Jesus, praying to the Father God in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you from the lips of Jesus when prayer will not benefit you. Say, Brother Randy, well, you mean prayer won't benefit me? Yes. Jesus Christ Himself, and we're talking about Christians, we're not talking to the world, we're not talking to the sinners, we're talking to the saints. Jesus Christ told Kenneth E. Hagin when prayer would not benefit. It would do you no good whatsoever. It will be a waste of your time. Even if you pray for live to be 180 years old, or 100 years old, or 90 years old, or 70 years old, and you pray every minute of that time, you will be have wasted your time according to the lips of Jesus Christ. There are times when praying to the Father in the name of Jesus will not do you any good whatsoever. Have I got your attention? Because you want to know when prayer won't work. Pastor Rich is looking at me closely here now. He's ready to grab me by the nape of the neck. But we're going to read what Jesus said. Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin, and let me just read the first part here. He said, when Jesus appeared to him, and this is in 1953, December of 1953, and I believe this was in Arizona. And I'm going to read it. But Jesus, when He first appeared to him, He said these words. He said, if anybody anywhere, and this is the words of Jesus, He said, if anybody anywhere will take these four steps or put these four principles into operation, said he will always, say always, he will always, that person will always, remember we're talking about consistency, that person will always receive whatever he wants from me or from God the Father. The four steps that Jesus talked about, and I'm not going into all of them, but I will tell you what they are. The first step, Jesus said, is say it. You can have what you say. Number two, do it. Act on what you say. Remember the lady with the issue of blood, and that's where this message came from. She said, if I could touch but the hem of His garment. But not only did she say it, she went and touched it. And she was healed. Jesus did not implement her healing. She implemented her own healing. She went and she touched the hem of His garment, and the power of God flowed out, and Jesus stopped and turned around and said, who touched me? Jesus didn't say, woman, you know, I'm going to heal you, and brought her in. She went and touched Him and got healed. And then He turned around and said, your faith has made you whole. So the first thing is say it. Second thing is do it. Third thing is receive it. She received her healing. And then the fourth thing is tell it. Tell others so they'll believe. Now, We're talking about when prayer won't help you. It says, he said, this is Dad Hagin talking to Jesus. He said, in the vision, and this is on page 19 in the book, chapter 4. It says, in the vision, you've noticed this little book, I carry them around. I got them in my office, my Bible. I'm reading them and meditating them all the time. Why? To keep me built up in faith. Brother Hagin said when he was on the planet, he always meditated in two areas, faith and healing. He always kept himself built up in those areas. But it says, in the vision, I said, Lord, I can see that. It says, I can see if anybody would take these four steps that Jesus just talked to him and Jesus appeared to him, just like you see me, he's seeing Jesus. He said they would receive healing just like that woman did. And he's talking about the woman with the issue of blood. It says, but now you said, and he's talking to Jesus, if anybody anywhere, anybody anywhere, are you anybody anywhere? Am I anybody anywhere? Well, I'm somebody and I'm somewhere. So this belongs to me. I may be in Columbia, South Carolina. I may have to go back to Tulsa to get this work for me. But no, excuse me. No, it'll work for me right here in Columbia, South Carolina. But now you said if anybody anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, your dreams will come true if you'll consistently do what Jesus said do. Don't get caught up in get-rich-quick schemes. Don't get caught up in things that take your life.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.